You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Normies bore me, you adore me. Guess we both got that in common. Sense ain't common, so our commas. Why the millions are divided? Tell me something, just this one thing. When you're out of those pajamas, all your pillows weeping willows, I can solve that kind of problem. Lean on me, shawty, I can pay your bill with us. Shoulder boulders like it's nothing, juggling our prohibition. If I lick her, it's a liquor guzzle, gallons of elixir, honey. This ain't funny, drowning in the lake of syrup. Listen, winners often whisper, losers seldom silent, huh? Scenic streets, we get no sleep, busy stunting, saying none. Maybe we can rendezvous. I drive a coupe that's made for two, that's me and you. What else is new? You never know what we might do. Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Pardon me, madam, I'm not being random. This is more or less a destined attraction. You flying, I'm showing the flies on the water. Your flight is above what an insect can handle. Get it, how you live it. The ground is for critters, the sky is for winners. Dirt is for losers, I'm not about to eat it. Unless that I hit it, your game's undefeated. Ascension is intimate. Ay, up on a Tuesday, I know that you feeling this. Chocolate Sunday. Ay, ninja to fruit, so I kill it organically. Kill with my cinema, not in the matinee. Oh well, I'm not into manatees. King of the forest, in love with my destiny. Go tell your friends, you'll be part of the history. Ay, ay, open the safe. Crazy, got a lock on the game. Marion Dawn's, keep up with my pace. Never gonna sweat any other's technique, cause that's not important to me. I'm more concerned about it. You and I should go on a date. If not, then we'll fly out and try outer space. And take a night out. You deserve a night out on the town. Night out. You can spend the night at my house. Night out. Always turning heads with the crew. You should spend the night out in my town. You won't regret it if you fly out. You should spend the night out in my town. You should you won't regret it if you fly out. Night out, spend the night out in my town. You should fly out.
How did that sound?
I was like, oh.
Oh, live? Hey, yes, we are live. We are live. Welcome to
Closet Conversations.
I'm Chrissy Mack.
I'm Berkeley.
Welcome to our show. This is part two of embracing homosexuality.
Hey.
Yeah, we're about to get all up in y'all business again, because that's what we do.
Yeah, we got some new guests too.
I know, we got some new guests, hey. Some fresh meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never fresh like that. Yeah.
What you trying to say? You've been out the closet since you was 7?
Yeah. Lord.
Bam. I'm the skirt set up.
All right, so we're going to do some quick introductions. We'll go with our past guest of last week. Right down here in this purple, looking so luscious, we got J-Rock Styles.
I am J-Rock Styles here as one of your guests tonight.
Hey.
As last week.
Welcome back. Why your eyes so low, J-Rock?
My eyes so low.
You been smoking a little herb.
You're not. No,
I was about to say them lashes.
Yes, Jason. There you go. It's these lashes, okay?
Exactly.
It's new. You know, it's
the
first day wearing them or whatever. We just go ahead with that.
Okay.
Bro, with the
they on fleek right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, we got K Cash over here.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? Don't be shy. Multiply. What's up? You all right?
Yeah, we in here this week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, we got Jason in here with
what's
that orange on again. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Favorite color.
Like a big ass pumpkin tan.
I was guessing. I was guessing it was his favorite color.
Yeah.
Last week like he had
trick or treat, Jason.
Dang, like how can I?
Well, you know, people that like orange, that means they like being around people and they like to communicate. So,
bam. Oh, I didn't know that.
Learn something new.
Okay, trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Smell my feet.
Okay. Cool.
All right, all right, all right. So, let's see.
Where we at?
Woody down there. Yeah. What up?
The hottest hairstylist in Detroit.
Yeah. Hottest hairstylist.
Hottest hairstylist in Detroit. Okay.
Yeah.
What you good with the curl?
Woochie curls. You better Google it.
Ooh. You better promote your brand.
He not damn. Cheap.
Oh, damn. He not cheap.
He is not cheap. Don't come in the shop with $45.
Oh, that ain't going to get you nowhere, huh?
Just a recurl, probably.
Oh, wow. Okay. Last but not least, we have Miss Farrah Couture. How are
Hello.
You?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Oh, we got a feminine today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for letting me be your guest.
Oh, no problem. And then, like, way in the back. We got my niece, Ash Bash.
Okay. I think she was hiding.
Is that the partner?
Yeah, Farrah Couture's partner, yes.
Oh, can we get into y'all details?
No, y'all cannot. Wait, I don't even know she wanted to
know that me real quick.
Can we get into y'all details tonight?
We will hop in.
Y'all play too much.
Yeah.
On a serious note, we have continued hate crimes going on in America. This shit is really whack. Justice for Jussie Smollett, the star on Empire, who portrays a gay man in the series. In addition to in his personal life, he's not portraying it, he's real. He was attacked in Chicago, and we don't know full details, but we've heard that there were MAGA supporters. That's uncalled for. You gonna get your ass beat. You got karma coming.
Word.
That's somebody's son.
Yeah, that's
bullshit. Somebody's child. Okay. So we gotta stop this shit, America. We really do put an end to this shit.
Absolutely.
Embrace homosexuality. That is their choice.
Yeah.
Love people for who they are.
Right. If it's not your choice, it's not your choice.
You can't condemn, you can't judge, you can't definitely not harm, put your hands on somebody. That's somebody's child. So at the end of the day, we're sending prayers to you, sir. And we will bring that up in our conversation today about, you know, hate crimes. Have you ever experienced it? Has there ever been some situation that made you uncomfortable? So we out here today. We busting in closets. And I'm really passionate about that.
Okay.
Time to have a part two, right? Perfect time to have a part
all
two.
All day.
Yeah, it
okay,
is.
Okay,
all
cool.
day.
Guys, let's get
good.
It started.
Wow. All right. So, Woody, tell us a little bit about yourself, boo.
Woody. Well, I'm a pastor's kid, if you didn't know. So
okay.
Pastors, you know. And a police officer kid would be the worst, I tell you.
I'm a hairstylist. I grew up here. I've been gay for since I was younger, but I didn't come out till I was 20.
Okay.
To my friends, 19 to my mom. And once I told my mom, I said, fuck everybody else, period.
Right.
Like, I'm out here now. My clothes changed, my attitude changed, and I just became me.
Were you influenced by anyone, or you just felt it like?
I guess that's what I wanted. I tried it one time and I liked it.
Mm, okay.
That's cool. How it was. Never touched none of that.
Okay, because I was about to
Our
ask
story
that too.
So similar. Swear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like, just, I dated girls. I still date girls.
Oh.
Oh, so you still
Oh, so you go both
girls.
Ways?
I mean, I will, but girls like me, you know, so it is what it is.
And you be liking them back?
I mean, sometimes if enough of this.
Oh.
Have you had sex with a woman before?
Yes, hell yeah,
plenty of times.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so when did you hold up, though?
Well, you know, it happened. I just, you know, I did kind of like both. You know, right, my friends wanted to know was I gay, but I was really, you know, having with girls. Then, okay. You know, just really playing with both.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like what I appreciate the most about you is that you're open about it. So, you know, so you
people.
Let girls know that, right. Yes, I also
no,
date
they
men.
Already know. Fuck, let them know. They
oh.
know.
Oh,
they
okay.
know who I am.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His yes. name rung oh, ring what bells in these streets.
Oh, yes.
You ain't yes. got
let me sip my tequila.
Yes. let me drink all my cups.
Oh, wow. Wow, that was Mm-mm. that was delightful.
That was real. Okay.
Okay. Well,
moving right on.
Yeah, Farrah.
Yeah. Where's the bill at? Like,
oh my God,
the bill
coming.
Yes.
Right on time.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not really gay. Like,
wow. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, Farrah Couture, tell us a little bit about yourself.
That's Dave. Hi, Dave.
Let me see. I've been openly gay since about 19 years old.
Okay.
How old are you now?
Well, ask a woman their age.
Well, about how many years has that been? You know, just roughly give us a round figure.
Nice.
So good. 2 years.
Right. Okay. Basically.
You
just,
you know,
just turned 21. How you think I look? Okay. I'm about that age. Okay.
Give you know, people the courage, though. 2 years is not long enough. So, you know, damn 38, well, it ain't 2 years.
Dirty. It's all
so, dirty. So for about,
we love you.
So for about 5+ about, years or 10+ years?
Yeah, about 5+ years. Okay. We're just going to
okay.
say that.
We're okay.
just going to throw that out
okay. That's good.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, so for me, let me see. Played all type of sports. Captain of the cheer team. Never... was like the person to feel as though I would be gay off the bat. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
It's something that kind of came along. I transpired into it. I liked it, and I kind of went with it.
Okay.
For my story,
men before that,
yes, I have.
Okay.
For my story personally, I mean, once I came out the closet at about 22, really mm-hmm. roughly ish. Still never came out to the closet to my mom. Like, she knows. Oh. She's seen people
Mama
I've dated.
Not watching right now, right?
I don't know. Maybe. But she is. Yeah.
It is all what right. it is. Her, yeah.
Hey, mama.
But,
hey,
mama. My mom accepts everything. You know, I just, to me, I haven't had the conversation with her. You know, okay. it's just something okay. different. I wasn't raised that way. I was raised Christian, Baptist. My family is definitely loving. They're accepting to anyone I date. So, for me, I don't know. It's just different on the other end, you know, being feminine. But to me, if you ask me, I'm like a drag.
Okay. Cool. No sexual abuse.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to speak
okay.
on that.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know.
That's
okay,
real.
Okay. That's what's up.
Real. Sorry, I'm getting real deep real fast, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right into
it. You got
to
quit.
I mean, I'd like to know that to see you because sometimes that can be a segue.
I mean, well,
no, I my parents wanted to believe I was sexually abused, so I lied to them.
Oh.
I told them I was, but I never was sexually was abused. But I knew it was, you know, comforting for them to know, mm-hmm. You know,
given a explanation, giving them
a reason, mm-hmm. versus,
right?
You know, my child was born this way, or he chose this lifestyle. You know, it was something for them to sleep at night because they just kept bombarding me, kept asking me, you know. Mm. But then I had to like. Give a name, and then things got sloppy. Things got crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
Can you pass me the Grey Poupon?
Yes, this is
the
so getting so intense.
Hey,
yeah,
see, I don't know. We off that Avion.
Hennessy, I know you sponsor every event in Detroit, okay? Can you sponsor this right now?
I don't know. My personal opinion, I don't feel like sexual abuse
plays a part
about your sexuality.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, things may happen to people, but it's still your choice.
Right.
So to me, knowing people or you know, being experienced around people who have been sexually abused, who are in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They don't use that as their reasoning to be whom okay. they are.
But a lot That's of people real. Do. To yeah. try to get big, and the first thing people say is, oh, I got touched or I got raped as a kid right. and now you this big old person. Like, what that have to do with anything?
Okay.
It's their reasoning to make an excuse to me.
You still have a choice, you know, to.
Because it's still a choice.
Right.
What you went through doesn't define who you are.
Right. I love it.
So
but
for
no,
me,
pause. I do feel like what you went through as a child, it always carry.
I agree. It does carry. But I don't feel like it
so me being are. Molested as a child from a family.
Member.
Family member.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carry on through my adulthood.
And that made you gay?
It made me
more promiscuous.
More promiscuous, more spontaneous.
It made you more vulnerable?
To like, yes.
Okay.
To like deal with the same sex. Because I got molested with the same sex. Mm-hmm. Mm. So every story is different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
I agree.
Like, now that I'm in a full-blown relationship with my husband, with my spouse, and with my partner, out of all the dudes I kicked it with, since 17 to 26, I've been open and honest with him.
Okay.
And he made me reflect on my past.
That's real.
And trying to correct it. And honestly, like, I was going to cancel today.
Really?
Because, I'm going to just be real with you. I'm in a dark place right now. Oh. Because it's something like, I was always a workaholic. Always. You can ask Woody, you can ask Jessely. I was always like, oh, I got this, I got that. But I never took the time to deal with my pain and deal with my past until now. I have a good guy that loved me for who I am, hey, for man. What
nice.
I conquer in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In order for him to stay, I have to deal with my past. And now I'm taking the time to deal with my past. And now I am able to speak on it with a smile and just move forward from it. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I have my soulmate. Mm-hmm. Like, for somebody that never give up on me, somebody that will always stay with me through the good and the bad, it's so quick. We so quick to say we ride and die.
Mm-hmm.
But in tough situations, in what situations? But I feel like my partner, my boyfriend Ernest, he never left my side.
Wow.
So you think that that's therapeutic? Is that something that if you're in a relationship, does your partner, I mean, me growing up without a mom, like if I date a man, usually those are questions.
Right.
That are asked, like, okay, where's your mom? Okay, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And even if I get into detail about, you know, my past being promiscuous or whatever, are these things that you expect or you embrace in a relationship from your partner? Do they get down to, you know, were you sexually abused? Was this a choice? Or do they just go with the flow like, oh, it is what it is right now?
I think it depends on the particular person. And who you are to yourself, if you understand who you are, you know, and when you can accept and love on yourself, you're able to be open and honest with that person. So you give them the opportunity to understand who you are. Some people don't know themselves. So it takes time to kind of open up and discuss the things that they need to discuss with their partner for them to accept it. You know, in the Black community, a lot of people do not feel like they need to go to therapy or go to relationship counseling and things like that. And you should be open to it because Absolutely. It's definitely therapeutic. Absolutely. You know, of course, talking to your friends and, you know, doing the things like that works. But sometimes your story could be so traumatic, you actually need the real therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went to I went to a class in Texas. I went to a Pride in Texas and. You know, when you go out of town, you really go to party and stuff. So we went to this class. It was like early in the morning and it was a therapist there. And he was honestly saying, like, we don't go to therapy as Black people because we usually sweep it under the rug because our parents say either pray or talk
to some.
Right. So
yeah,
we never know. So after that day, I really learned, like, damn, We really got to go to therapy. Like, it's so many questions that you want to ask, mm-hmm. but it's hard to ask mm-hmm. certain people. Even like your friends, they can be the best of your friends. You want to ask them stuff. They don't have the answer. Like, I'm a friend that's just going to listen and be like, mm-mm. Or don't know really what to say because you can hurt people's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
By saying yes or no to certain situations.
Exactly. So, and then a lot of people don't understand what you're going through because they can't relate. A lot of people don't understand your struggle or your pains or the things that you go through because
right, that's
they've never
lifestyle.
Been through it. So as friends, they can't even comfort you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that because I went to a shrink. I don't know.
Did you feel like you accomplished anything?
It might have just been the one I went to. Okay. I just.
Sometimes you have to try multiple.
Right, referred. You can't go to the yeah. first person.
Well, I mean, but what was your experience?
Just like dating. You got to try multiple
bitches.
Why did
you go? You know? Okay. Was it your mom?
The one.
Was your mom?
Yeah, my aunt had, she thought I was, like, depressed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever. So she was like, well, let's try this out. And we tried it out, and I was just like.
Because you feel like, who's this person I'm telling my fucking business
like, right,
to?
Were you fully
you
open?
You ain't girl like me.
Because that's the thing. Were you fully open? Because
yeah,
because okay.
It was my first time going, so I'm like, maybe, you know, maybe I do need to talk. Because after my mom passed, I was in the dark spot. Like, I ain't want to do nothing, go out, nothing, start smoking, doing all that type of stuff. So I'm like, maybe.
Miss Banks knew nothing about all this.
Oh, gosh.
I had no idea. But
she was her teacher at yes. one point.
Okay. So I'm like, Mama Bear. So I'm like, or I'ma just cause my brother was like, man, you weak, you know, you don't need them. So I went in there open and it's just the questions that he was asking. It was like, dude, like I just felt uncomfortable a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just like mm-hmm. I can't really explain it. Like I feel better like talking to somebody that know me like first. Right. You know? You. Yeah. Like, I'd rather tell you everything. Like, she know a lot of stuff.
Right.
Know? That's therapeutic for me. I just can't go to somebody that don't know me or don't know how I, you know, I grew up being black or being from the hood or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Having a mom that's dealing with drugs. Like, you can't really relate. That's how I felt. Like, you can't really relate to
right.
me.
But
right.
you don't, honestly don't supposed to go to somebody that you know.
But
you
it was just his response. When I was telling him
yeah,
everything.
Every counselor you won't mesh with.
Yeah. yeah.
And right. then do you think that you were honestly ready during the time? Like, right. you know, if you weren't ready mentally or open-minded to some of the things that he was about, even if he was the wrong person, you know, do you think that could have been a factor?
You said, was I ready?
Yeah. Like, were you ready or were you, like, forced upon going just because someone else thought you were ready or mm-hmm. you needed it?
No, I actually wanted to go because okay. it was like, Once she told me, I felt like, oh, you trying to, you know, you think I'm crazy or something. But then it was just like, when the time came, I was like, all right, I want to, you know, maybe I do. Because I was just bust out crying sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. what's going on with me? Mm-hmm. You know, so of course I'm like, let me just, I couldn't talk to her about everything because you know my aunt. So mm-hmm. it's just like, let me try somebody that don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I know he's not going to judge me. But it was just the way he was responding to mm-hmm. what
made
I was
you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he didn't get me. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why. I mean, they study psychology and, you know, therapy and all that type of stuff. But that doesn't mean that they are equipped for human interaction. Some people mm-hmm. cannot relate. Some people think in a box.
Yeah.
Some people may say, oh, because she's black or, you know, she's lesbian. Ooh. You already have like a preconceived, you know, judgment against you. So you have to go to somebody that, you know, the Lord will lead you to the right person or, you right. know, again, with referrals mm-hmm. and test a few different people out. And I mean, at the mm-hmm. end of the day, I always have open door policy, you know, that you can talk to me about anything.
No, I'm good. Nah.
Okay. Okay. Anything comes up.
With that up. Water you sipping, nah, okay? So that water.
All right. So, okay. So, raise of hands. Who is in a relationship? Raise of hands.
Me.
Okay. So, everybody except for
everybody.
Three. Okay. All right.
Don't put my business out there.
Oh.
Wait. Pause. Pause.
Wait a minute, pause. Okay, I was just going to do a hypothetical question.
But I know what relationships are.
Just say you in a situation.
Okay. You in a situation.
So, you in a situation.
Everybody got a situation.
You hear me?
Everybody got a situation.
Okay, so you in a situation.
That's right. Sure do.
Everybody
got somebody.
Just get ready for the question.
Hey,
damn it.
So yeah, Woody. Answer. All right, so I just wanted to, before y'all make me forget, calm down. If you guys were, if all of you guys were single, if all of you guys were single, are you the one that does the approaching, or are you the one that gets approached?
I'm the one. I'm the aggressor.
You're the aggressor. Yeah. Where are you?
I kind of get a little bit of both, but again, like I said, I'm the type of person, I think, like, you know, to me, I feel like personally in my lesbian lifestyle that I am like a gay boy trapped in a girl body. I feel like, you know, like a femme queen, you know, like I just want to beat my face and be a drag
queen. A femme queen.
That's just me, but.
And be a who?
A drag bitch. Oh,
a drag bitch.
I just feel like a drag when I beat my face. That's just me. I don't feel like I can relate because I'm a boy, but I'm a girl. Yeah. Like everything about me is I come off as a dude. You know, I approach. I'm the aggressor. I usually, you know, I want to wear the strap. Like I don't want to. I ain't for it. So,
okay.
I heard it's cap in the building.
Yes, I do.
I heard my pearls.
You heard what?
I heard it's cap.
You need some water?
Oh, okay.
She might need some water back here.
She needs some milk.
She needs some milk.
Uh-oh. Oh, our situation different, but we're not going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
That situation, way different.
But she's just talking about a general ideal of her and not
but
you
in
and
most,
her.
In most instances, okay.
Besides my very first relationship, okay. I am usually the aggressor. I'm usually the person who approaches. Or I usually get approached too, but you know what I mean? It's just, I play the game.
Okay. Aggressor. KK.
Are you full? So you're fully, like if a dude approaches you.
Oh, we want the drinks. We want the cash. We want the dick.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I even get to ask my own question.
But you know.
But we don't want the dick.
Yeah, no, I don't want the dick. Never did. But I'm not going to take it away. Like, I've had it. I've been pregnant. I've had a baby. I've lost a baby. So, you know, I've been what people call a bi one person.
Okay.
So it's somebody I deal with all through high school. Right. And, you know, onto my adult life off and on. But outside of him, you know, that's that.
Oh, okay. So,
could he come back or
he's
done?
He's deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, all right.
So when you, I just had a question. So when you go out, you don't mind, like you'll flirt with guys or whatever.
No, then, I don't flirt, but I don't no, like, okay, say hold no. on.
If they flirt with you, do you flirt back? That's my question.
No, I still be who I am. You know, I'm true to myself. I let them know, oh, you, this my girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. They be like, oh, okay, you know. And like, dude, they still approach. They still do whatever. You want to buy me a drink, buy the whole bar a drink, or buy whoever I came with a drink. And they do.
That's
like,
how I go. You,
take it, give me, you know, whatever. You want to do this, give me a couple dollars, okay, I'm going to take it. I got a mouth. I know how to use it. But that don't mean I got to go home and fuck you or do nothing extra. Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, you can say fuck.
I just want to look at it. But you know, like, you know, I'm still a woman at the end of the day, so pussy is power. So I take it for advantage.
Oh, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Pussy is power. It definitely is. All
right. You talk a lot of
shit. Okay, well, but what about a tight ass though?
I mean, we got that too.
The dick in the ass nowadays.
Oh no, baby, not I.
The girls do, baby.
The girls.
You should be scared the girls, of the nigga that
but not the independent bitch
ass.
That works at wow. the okay.
You should
and take care
of
home.
You should be scared of a dude that
want to do you in your ass.
That
want to
fuck you in ass.
Pussy right up top.
Okay.
Well,
you're just a freak. Why? You're a freak. Girl, you gotta try new things because if you won't let him fuck you in the ass, he gonna call me in probably or him or him or him or whoever.
Oh, I mean,
whoa!
I got here. I say this all the time. Oh. My dad's not listening. I got good pussy, okay. And if I feel that way, that okay, we may try another entrance, okay. But don't come on me like, oh, I want to fuck you.
Oh no!
All
right. You're used to fucking in the ass okay? if you do that.
Yeah. I got somebody that you can fucking ass.
Yeah,
let me call
part.
A few. Yeah. Okay. They might fuck you in the ass.
Be scared of a nigga that want
to flip flop, okay? Flip flop. Let me take off my lashes. Flip flop, okay?
You do
have to
be.
Yes.
You do have to be a little skeptical about, yeah.
Yes, you not, do.
But on the for real tip, now day and time, you really do. Because to me, everybody gay. Mm. And I'm going to be honest, I can walk in the grocery store and the niggas be like, hey, what up? Nothing. I'm at the grocery store. Like, I'm with my kids and I don't even got no kids.
Wow. Ooh, to touch bases on something that y'all talked about last week, just about who prefers what, or, you know, if women approach so many more women, or who's really gay and who's not. Like, I remember you guys saying something about, you know, every guy who comes off like something may be in the closet. But to me, a lot of women, I remember you guys saying that they get past this. Like, oh, girls can just dip and be gay. Like, no.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Right. Girls get it better than guys. Me today, I cannot be gay, and tomorrow I can be straight.
You pull up the same way, like, that's my homeboy. It ain't.
Why you think that?
Why you think that? I had a whole lesbian cousin. She got two kids now. She was the stud, everything.
Damn.
All of that, baby. Played basketball for Benedictine. Sorry to put her business out, but it is what it is.
We don't know her name, so
right. We good.
She probably
had a girlfriend the whole relationship.
Right.
No, she don't. She's strictly dickly today.
I beg to differ. You probably don't know her business.
I'm trying to. But I know her. We like this. Ace Bone Coon.
Oh, okay. I ain't saying just.
No, I'm just saying.
But
like,
just most people.
But girls can get drunk. Girls, when they did, they always did. Oh, I let her eat my pussy, but I'm not eating hers. Bitch, you gay then. What are you talking about? Girls say that all the time. I do hair, so I hear all this shit all day. I see plenty of dicks out of my clients' phones. I see everything. Is my husband gay? Is my boyfriend gay? Is this man gay? If he gay, sis, just get his money still.
Jason, I call him. Real quick.
I'm like, girl, just have fun with him, girl. Do his money, girl.
Woody, are you normally the aggressor?
I am. Yeah. I'm kind of mean, though.
I heard that you were mean.
I'm a really nice person. I'm a really nice person, but I'm kind of mean. Like, I'm not for the shit, but I'm for the shit.
Yeah.
And people would be like, I don't understand you, are not you mean. And all this and all that. But I'm the nicest person around. But
what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, fuck.
Very emotional.
Ooh, yes. Y'all crappy than a motherfucker.
Roller coaster.
Y'all want to do a quick side view real quick?
No side view.
Oh, wait. No, what happened?
Is it some tea?
It's some tea.
It's some tea.
Is it piping hot?
I'm Kermit. I'm just Kermit.
Do it burn your tongue?
Doesn't burn your tongue.
I'm just Kermit. But
now Woody is definitely a sweetheart.
Do y'all have history? Is that where you're going?
Right. Well, this is not about us. This is about this.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Surviving the podcast tonight.
I mean, he the one that brought it up. Jay the one that brought it up. So
no, he's not me. He's definitely a sweetheart.
Okay.
He's definitely.
How do you know he's a sweetheart?
Pause. I'm not going to elaborate.
But you was going to until he checked you.
Come on, you're going too far with it.
No.
I like Woody's voice is deep.
He's definitely going too far. He definitely love her.
Okay.
And he definitely know what he want. Mm-hmm. And when he know what he want, he's going to pursue it. He's going to pursue it like.
My man is a Cancer, so that's what I was about,
like,
right?
Yeah, so he is. The aggressive guy. He's an awesome guy.
So, Woody, we going to get you booed up before the end of the night.
Yeah.
Booed up.
I got
a long line ahead of me. I take calls at a certain hour. So,
Wait a minute. You got the list. All right.
Interesting. Has there ever been a time that you felt like you were discriminated against because of your sexuality?
No, because I don't accept shit like that. My name is Woody. I'm walking in with my head high, baby, and I own the building when I come through.
Okay.
So I don't accept that.
All right.
Me personally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At a job.
Nowhere. I will walk off the job the day they hire me, the day they tell me to do some shit that I'm not going to do. It. I feel like you're doing it to me because I'm gay or I'm a black male or any of that.
Okay.
Anybody else?
All right. Anyone else?
No, I do want to comment on that. It's not a negative view, but actually, I know I've had an advantage because I was gay and because I was fair skinned. I know for a fact. Like,
this man could get a job every two seconds. People love him. I'm cool with
a really good friend of mine that's like my play brother, and he's darker skinned. He has tattoos everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we met at a job, and it's just the owners were treating him.
Is he gay too?
No, he's straight.
Okay.
But the owners, everyone thought that we was
fucking, but I mean, that's a whole nother topic, because a straight dude and a gay dude can't have a genuine relationship.
Right.
But I just know, like, I was getting better hours than him. I was getting more shifts than he was, and I knew it was because I was a token gay, and I just had to. It happened not once but twice at two separate establishments, and I had to like realize that. And I told him that, like, no, you got to be on your P's and Q's, because like what you do, I can get away with, but when you do it, you can't get away with it, you know. So
there's
also a flip side to that.
That can be honest. That's gonna be honest.
That's real.
I wanted to realize that, and you know, look myself in the mirror, be like, you know what, you know, not being gay is not it's not always a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Because like I knew I was getting away with shit because I was talking gay and I was a fair skinned.
One more thing, I feel like that with studs and gay guys, like honestly, lesbians can get jobs faster than a gay guy. Like they'll put them all out in the opening. When it comes to like even a drag queen, I'm gonna go there. Like if it come out to a drag queen and a girl that look like a boy, she'll be at the register and a drag queen will be flipping a burger, and I feel like that's unfair.
This is true.
She'll have a haircut, everything. It's like, what, she got hair, nails, look like a woman, and she got a cook.
You know what, Woody, you are right, because when I worked at a certain place downtown, I worked with a transsexual.
Really?
And they put her in the back.
Right. Really? It's a big thing with that. But nowadays, they everywhere now because they speak up now.
Okay.
So, like, you'll go to McDonald's drive-thru and a drag queen that look like a boy, I'm going to be honest, give you your drink. Like, okay, I appreciate that, because why the stud in the back taking the money and what the fuck
where's you?
On?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they usually will get jobs before a gay male will.
I've personally experienced that at work. Actually, currently at my current job, I had an elder woman.
Really?
Could have been my grandma. Okay. Told them, because she wasn't efficient at her job. And I work in white collar corporate America. So she kind of went to them like, I'm being sexually harassed by her. And I'm like, me? I kind of laughed when it was approached to me like, you 60 plus years old. Like, sis, you could be my grandma. I ain't winking your way. But she really kind of took it, and they like took it to the extreme to like review cameras. I'm like, wow, just because she heard me discuss my sexuality, you just took it and ran with it and never came back to the job.
Some people don't appreciate it that you can be open with it.
Okay.
Older people, to be exact.
Yeah.
They hate that shit.
They definitely do. I can attest, my grandfather was definitely one of those. He called gay people bulldackers, whether he was a femme, a stud, you know, a trans, whatever.
That's old school.
That's what he'd be like. Boy, I don't want them goddamn bulldackers at my house, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Once I really came out to him, I sat down and had a conversation with him. He kind of was like, so you really gay? Like, you're a lesbian. Like, you're a bulldagger. I'm like, yeah. So you got to stop saying people as bulldaggers or, you know, who is this sweet tea, you know, like. So he became loving and affectionate, especially to the person I'm dating now. Like, he was very like, that's my baby. What's
Sweet
my baby?
Tea is
you know,
a cute
like,
name,
I like Sweet Tea.
That's what he called Sweet Tea.
Call him Sweet Tea.
Right.
Yeah, but it takes time. You know, you got to kind of embrace whatever. You got to put your foot down. Like, hey, you can't discriminate. I'm that. I'm she.
Absolutely.
Other people talk about me. So what you look like walking through the door? Like, if that's a bulldogger, so am I.
Right.
That's real.
I don't think they think.
And you bring
that.
Awareness, because some people don't know, or they're just
Listen.
Ignorant. Mm-hmm. Like, you're offending me. Hello,
right.
I'm your team
hate
member.
Gays and whites. No offense, nobody, but that's just how he was. But he became more optimistic and open minded once, you know, I kind of became who I am.
Because
he's like,
he
okay, right, well,
love.
Yeah,
right.
And
right.
that's what everybody said.
Thing.
Like, he loved you so much.
Thing.
He was just like, you know,
that's
okay,
like
I got.
He was willing to put his differences to the side.
Like,
yeah, he was very old school. My grandfather, he died when he was 76. So. You know, he was very, very old school.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, open heart surgery.
Oh, wow. Aww. Yeah, my dad was like that, living in New York. You know, shoot, gay people everywhere.
Everywhere.
For some reason, I attract them. I'm attracted to them. And one in particular, who's like my mentor, my big brother, Marco Hall, an amazing, renowned fashion designer.
Yeah. Shout out, Marco.
Hey, Marco, I love you. That he just like gravitated toward me, and I was getting married, gunshot wedding. This man helped me get my wedding dress together, my bridesmaids dress together, but just always supported me. And my dad's looking like, I need to meet this Marco. You know, he flew Marco down. This is my dad, who's a homophobic. Yeah, that was before you. So then he met you, like, oh, I'm used to this. He loves Jessely. I love him. So, yeah, my dad was that type of man, know, and he's like, this man loves my daughter. Like, you know, that's his sister. So, hey, what you need, Marco? I got your flight. Come down here. Let's go to Florida. Come to Detroit. Nice. I got you.
That's what's up.
And then he just saw Jason, like, oh, I love him. He loves my grandson. He loves my daughter. So, yep. Absolutely.
Just to piggyback on the DL from last week, I've been doing my research. So I'm in an open relationship. So
what does that mean?
I love open relationships.
That means I can smash who I want to smash as long as, you know, I keep it open with my man.
You have to tell him, or does he have to be there?
Oh, I just tell him.
You can tell him, I fucked him today.
Yeah, he would like, just keep your hoes in check. So
do you tell him before or after?
Keep your hoes in check.
It depends, because like, I mean, I was just drinking with my homeboy. He called up his friend on Sunday, and this dude had, you know, he had 5 kids, gone through a divorce. I'm thinking they about to smash me. I'm like, oh shit, he wanted me to smash him, and shit, the ass was good as fuck.
I bet.
Blowing me up. So I'm like, I'm gonna bring this up.
Nice and tight.
DL guys want the dick better than
they
you.
Want the dick, really? And they can take the dick. Five kids going to divorce.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Like,
we both
He be like, let me see that dick. They suck your dick. They want you to fuck. Exactly. All of that. You know, like,
this is getting real.
I love DL guys. Shout out to DL guys.
Booty was built like a goddamn bitch.
But they got to make sure that ass clean before you talk about getting
here. And he was ready.
Look, they don't know about that 3 hours before and after, making sure that asshole right. Yeah, they don't know.
The hot and cold.
What you know about that? I'm scared of her.
Shit, so
Hold on. I never took a pass. Don't ever get fucked up. I just told you I'm a drag. I hang with all the boys. Sis is here. I know it. I'm really, really, really cool with some transsexuals. For me, I know that, you know, certain things, you got to stop eating after certain hours. You got to clean that asshole, right?
If you
I know
you getting smashed after that birthday dinner,
I've been around.
Don't eat. Take your food on.
Don't eat, take your
and
food.
And don't eat no dressing, no ranch, no honey mustard, no
spaghetti.
That's gonna be
sauce? No meatloaf.
That's gonna come out, motherfucker.
You better eat this.
No, when a hot dog come out with a chili dog.
Just
I don't want out your
ass. Eat solid food.
Not get me a chili dog.
I ain't never did it. I ain't never took that pass. I ain't off the try. I definitely will pass on some chili shit. But how do you clean your ass? Like, do you use like a dish bottle?
Oh, you use a dush.
A dush bottle.
You put in, you know, how did you take it, squeeze it in, and you know when your stomach started to bubble.
What pills? Pure for men, the pills?
Pure,
so,
you know,
you order that on Instagram.
I'm always clean. You know what I'm saying?
No, that ain't true, because you eat and shit comes out of you.
No,
so I don't give a fuck who you is, shit comes
out.
How to clean yourself.
And I do. And I do.
Please believe you take that dish bottle and clean it.
I have a question that just made me think about. So, for instance, Crystal and I. Crystal's in a relationship. This is Chrissy. Chrissy and
I. For me? Yeah, whatever. That's my government.
Okay.
I don't
know. So, if I'm dating, well, I'll put myself out there. Okay. Yeah. If I'm dating somebody, should I like touch their booty hole to see how they respond?
If they hit you and beat you up, that's your fault because they real about the situation. But I'm going to be honest, guys, when they love themselves and know who they are, they not gay. You know what I'm saying? This nigga could be
straight.
But
if I try to put a finger in there,
then he gay.
Okay.
If you putting your finger up in the ass, it's something wrong.
I don't
want to
do that,
but
I've
it's something
heard.
Wrong if
but
he
there's,
allows
there's
that.
A lot of sensors in the rectum that feel good. So it might just feel good. He might like a female to put
a finger up.
Yeah, because I be hearing guys that like get their ass out.
Now,
I'm not judging.
This is where I have to dive in. Strictly from like a medical and biochem perspective, that's inaccurate. Because guys have the prostate, whereas females do not. So for a guy, like that's a bundle of nerves. That's a plus one sometimes.
Right. I mean, like a G spot.
Yeah. I mean that's a real thing.
Well, come on now. If my man want my finger up his ass, there's something wrong. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between a finger and your fist.
That's your perception.
I mean, so
however, I beg to differ in a nurse aspect.
That's just very kinky to me.
I do.
That goes to the kinky stage, but I wouldn't want a man that want my finger up his ass.
Okay.
Right.
So I had
but
a girlfriend.
Touching it and he's not trying
I mean,
to
if I
want to,
if he got a muscle, nice size, nice waist, fat booty, hell yeah, you're going to be like, damn.
What if you, okay. Yeah.
I had a girlfriend approach me.
What if a girl was to take their tongue and just kind of swerve
but
it over
what?
A little bit?
I'd be hearing guys
on
like
on the booty hole.
You know, no, yes.
2018, 19. They like their ass.
They like the ass.
I feel like that is something where
you got to work out.
You
know, like how you suck that dick.
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on.
That's between you and your man.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
That's behind y'all closed doors. Whatever happens back there is y'all house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and so what were you saying?
There's kinky things that happen. I'm pretty sure everybody watches porn or do whatever. Yes. If you don't, you need to up your sex life. However, with that, if a man pull up his legs, even if a girl just pull up her legs outside of just getting her pussy ate, mm-hmm. and you want your ass licked on some, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still skeptical. Like, all right, bitch, mm-hmm. that's a little too much mm-hmm. for me. I ain't trying to lick the dookie shoe.
Well,
like,
I've never had no dick, though, right?
The dookie shoe? Did you hear she said called it the dookie shoe?
See, you ain't never got your dookie shoe played with.
Actually, I have. I never said I didn't.
You did. Earlier, you said, I ain't getting that done.
I've never had no dick in my ass. I've never had that. I mean, I ain't never had my asshole ate.
Okay, well, that's a good feeling. I hated that
but
shit
for
at
me,
first. But
I'm saying
like,
to them,
on, with,
as straight women, yeah. if a man lift up his legs to get his asshole ate, he's gay. Mm. To me, that's gay as hell.
So that's gay.
That's gay. If you open
really?
your legs up as a man to a woman who's giving you head, that's
yes.
gay.
It's a spot right in between your
yes.
balls, baby.
Yes.
Right between the balls and where?
Listen.
Spot, Dave.
So,
between the balls. Spot, yeah.
Yes. It's that stand right there.
Line.
I want to hear
a Dave. So what do I do? Do I
try? You straight
that's
or gay?
Almost as irrational as, I have an old school Italian family. like really, really old school Italian family. For some reason, with old school Italian dudes, if you like to eat pussy, that means you're gay.
Who really?
Gay? Oh. Who gay?
What?
You gay, sis.
What?
That's how much sense that makes.
I like it.
That if a guy likes a girl doing something to him, that makes him gay. That makes as much sense as if you like eating pussy, you're gay. Like that. Wow. It's to his thing. Like, dude, people do some freaky, kinky shit in their own world.
Right.
It fit within your relationship, right? Yes. And just because, it's just because you like one person doing something to you doesn't mean you'd like another person doing that same thing to you.
Everybody entices everybody differently, however.
Yeah. Man
I still feel like if a man
lifts
up both his legs for you, that's gay.
The pee on you.
So what about
if you slit his tongue, that might be
no, you can't pee. Some people like to watch you shit. Some people watch. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not that freaky, I guess. You can't pee on me.
Man, gay boys is freaky.
I've never had anybody do it to me. I've done it to them.
So, okay, pause.
I've done the showers.
Okay, so real question. So whether you give a golden shower, is it pleasurable?
Yeah, what the fuck?
But what do what they're gonna be?
Because they want you to.
Yeah, you sit right over them and pee.
Yeah.
So how do you feel as a woman just with a girl squirting? You never had a girl squirt?
Yeah, I had somebody squirt.
What you think that is?
But do you feel like it's pee or not?
It's not pee though.
That's the hell it is.
It's not pee.
Again.
It's not pee at all. Please do not. Right. I'm like, here in nursing, that is not pee.
Well, I have a client.
So if you never squirted before, you've never had an orgasm.
I had a client that he used to, he put her out. His date put her out because she squirted. And he said his sheets was always fucked up. So he hated her to squirt. So he put her out because he said his sheets ain't going to be messed up all the time.
Wow. Okay.
He ain't a freak then.
You know what I'm saying? I said, since he might be gay.
No, I think it comes with the connection you have with your spouse. Because now I've been with my boyfriend for like almost a year.
And like he was like, oh, I'm a freak. And I'm like, okay, well, I like to do this, I like to do that. But he was scared. But now he's
so you're turning him out.
Basically. I guess
so, yes. And now he's yes, like, I guess so. I've never done this before.
And he likes it.
And he like it.
He won't do it with anybody else. You don't have an open relationship.
Bitch, I would kill him and his mama.
Damn. Okay? Not like, the mama.
Damn, well, the mama ain't in your relationship.
The wow. mama is what birthed him, okay? So I would kill him and his
oh,
mama.
Oh, wow.
But I will say, in a relationship, you have to challenge your partner. You have to challenge the way of thinking. You have to challenge the potential.
I definitely agree.
You have to challenge the sex. Just because you say you're a freak and I'm a freak, we're not the same freaks together. Because exactly. you might be a freak and you might do X, Y, and Z. And I might do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But it comes together as compromising.
I'm not a freak.
And
what's that number one zodiac sign?
Gemini.
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Oh, Gemini. Sit down, Gemini.
Aquarius.
Okay.
Know
we number one.
Yeah,
Scorpio.
Gemini. Gemini. So, Scorpio. But y'all are Aquarius. Definitely hard headed.
For sure.
And I learned that from. I'm like, oh my god, he acts just like my friend Chesley.
We do
but,
our own thing.
But I love him. I love him.
So, what do you guys feel about just? Different sex partners and how you open up and the things that you do with them. Because for me, like, I feel like I'm a freak. So, well, one person I like, I might go 10 times over with this one. Like, oh, yeah, you gonna let me? Oh, yeah, bitch, what's up?
It's like, time. It's time. Like, it cannot happen well, overnight.
I think I'm just growing in that department because okay. I'm more of like a teddy bear. I'm more of like a cuddling
type. You look like a cute teddy bear.
Aww. I'm like always a cuddling been a teddy bear type. I'm really like, so I'm really, I'm just not getting into like the freak situation. Like after hearing people talk about it, I'd be like, you did what? It's 20 years and you did what, bitch? But now I'd be like, okay, I guess you got to get off into that because you don't got to do nothing you don't want to do.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't
it's satisfying your partner.
But
it got to satisfy you, too.
Pause.
You just can't do something for
y'all
nobody.
Invited, what's your name? I'm sorry. Fair.
Yeah.
Y'all invited Fair, and she's like a guy. So, again, I am outweighed. She's asking all the guy questions.
Really?
Yeah, she
won't you ask the but woman
I,
questions?
But I made that
questions?
Totally, like, upfront when I came up. Like, okay. I am a gay. Mean, okay. I'm a boy trapped in a girl's body. I made it very
I don't know. We've been talking about dicks the whole time, though.
What you want to talk about?
You ain't never had no dicks, sis?
No, I never had
pussy,
no dicks.
Pussy. What do you want to talk about?
Pussy. Silly, yeah,
because I know you get niggas like, damn, I still want you.
So, are you a touch me not or no? I'll ask the questions. A touch me not.
Okay, there we go.
A touch me not.
Okay,
yeah,
we don't know.
But no, a touch me not is a stud who prefers not to get head or get touched by another female.
Oh, I get head on a date, so I mean, I guess.
You get your titties up.
No.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so
sexy. That's not weird to me.
I'm fucking nipples, okay?
I'm talking about a girl. I just like titties.
Oh,
period.
I should have been a straight guy. Damn.
Damn. So you don't like your nipples being sucked, but you were someone could eat you out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I know I got that water.
You know you got a
water. You got a water.
You got that water.
Drip.
But how old are you? I think I heard them say you like 19.
She's a young 20.
No, she's that young.
How old are you? 23?
22.
Okay.
22.
Okay. About time you like 25, 26. You'll be out here.
We're down to like 4 minutes, you all, and...
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yikes. Okay.
Okay. So here's a disclaimer.
See, I'm just looking
me.
At my baby like I don't want to think about it like that.
Okay.
You crazy. No.
Margarita Mix. So for you as a female, how is it for you? Let's just talk about innuendos to the world.
I haven't been there since I was in high school, so
it's a joke, right?
With the club?
Yeah.
Man, that's a waste of time.
What's that? What's any window?
It's a gay bar.
It's supposed to be a lesbian bar.
Oh, can y'all take us, me and Jess?
But all the straight
Friday.
All the tray be in your window.
But let me tell you, like, I came out with lesbians.
Yeah.
So I really thought that was, like, fun to me. Like, because they was fun. Lesbians had the most fun.
It is fun.
They, but they crazy as hell.
Yeah.
They'd kill you.
Yeah, fight your ass.
They do everything. Like, studs are so hard.
I
mean,
I
have
crazy tendencies. Okay. I think everybody does. Right. You could be taken to a limit, but I have seen, like, being at any windows. I've lost two friends.
Those bitches hit each other with their cars.
That's
always my joke. Like, yes. I'm going to start liking bitches. No. And then,
hey,
like,
hey, girls are crazy.
But I will say, falling in love with the same sex, you get 10 times crazy. Like, literally. Like, I literally have to pull up
on.
No, I don't think we're guys, but I think two girls do.
I
want
to hear his reason. I want to hear Jay's reason.
No, we have, like, 62 seconds.
Okay, pause. Because I literally had to pull
up. See, we need
to. I literally had to pull up on my boyfriend this weekend. Like, bitch, what? What the fuck? Bitch.
That's your problem.
Leave my microphone alone.
Taylor to Southgate to fucking Dearborn. I was there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, oh.
Like, stop fucking playing with me.
Stop fucking playing with me.
I mean,
anybody,
happened?
Straight, gay, lesbian,
yes.
I just feel like your emotions will make you crazy.
It is.
I don't think it's like being a homosexual or anything like that. It's just emotions. Anybody
but,
can get
but the
crazy.
Way you get played by the same sex, like, bro, I would accept it from a bitch. Than a nigga.
You feel like you a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't relate. How do you feel?
I don't even want to find out I'm getting played with. Mm. I ain't crazy, though. I ain't never done nothing
But girls
crazy.
Can make you crazy, though, right?
I mean, yeah. Your mama about to die regardless.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You want it? We have to end this.
Wow.
I love
we ain't even get deep.
On closet right. conversation.
I was trying to.
Yes.
I brought up the DL shit. I'm trying to
And that's where we need to go because I keep them in my box.
Damn.
Start calling people out.
Yeah.
But no, I love my life, so we ain't gonna do that.
I love my life.
I get more hate from girls than guys.
Woody, a box of chocolates over here.
We're gonna go around and shout out your
Facebook, Instagram.
Me, I'm at Ferra Couture, everything all across the board.
That's how you spell that?
FerraCouture.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Nice. Cyrus Moore, SYRISMOORE.
Awesome.
24K_cash.
Woody. Cash with a K or a C?
C.
Woody, okay. Woochie Curls, Woody White on Facebook, you know. Mm. WHOCCI like Gucci, but Woochie.
I always call
Woochie.
You Woochie.
Yeah. Woochie with the.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Woochie. You get on my nerves. J-Rock Styles, JARYROCK_Styles with Z at the end, because I'm just Styles.
He'll hook you up with those lashes, get you on fleek.
Berkeley Banks, BERKLI. Bank, well, what is my damn thing? Berkeley_Closet, just kidding.
Yeah, all right. Chrissy, KRISSY_MAC, MAC1111. My birthday.
Chrissy should be called Chrissy the Snack because you're looking like a snack.
A whole snack.
I know.
Up and down.
Well, we love you all. Thank you for tuning in.
And we are
Closet Conversations.
See you next time. Thanks for listening.